To open the word.
当我们打开话语的时候。
I'd like to ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
What is your pain tolerance? So how much can you accept pain?
你对痛苦的忍受的程度是什么？
A husband who went through so much pain when he had kidney stone.
有一个丈夫他因为有得了肾结石，所以他有很大的痛苦。
Said these words.
他说了这些话。
He said, "I've never suffered so much pain in my life."
我一生当中没有比这个更加痛苦的事情。
Until I had this kidney stone.
在等到我有这个肾结石。
And he said, "I tell you, it's more painful than giving birth."
我告诉你，这比生孩子还要痛。
The wife who heard that,
这个妻子听到了这话
shook her head in disagreement.
摇摇头，不同意说。
How can you say that you've never given birth before?
你怎么能这样说话？你从来没生过孩子。
One time there was a nurse.
有一次有个护士。
She shared this about a mother who was going through labor.
她跟大家就分享了有一个母亲，这是在生产的时候。
She has so much pain.
她有那样的痛苦。
That when she looked at her husband, she said,
她看着她的丈夫，她说，
It's all because of you.
这都是你的缘故。
So we can see that pain can change people.
我们可以看到痛苦能够改变一个人。
And since we're talking about the topic of pain,
因为我们今天要讲这个痛苦这个事情。
I'd like to ask the question, how life's pain can help us or make us grow mature.
我要问大家一个问题，就是怎么样痛苦能够使一个人就成长或者成熟。
To answer this question,
我们来回答这个问题的时候。
May I suggest that we get reacquainted with Naomi.
我们想让大家再熟悉一下这个Naomi 这个人物。
My reason for this is because
我这个说这个的原因是。
Because loss, grief, and loneliness can change a person.
因为失去亲人或者是孤独，或者是有痛苦都能够成为我们的成长。
And I believe Naomi knows more about these than most of us.
我想就是Naomi 更清楚这一些。
So to get to know Naomi,
让我们知道 Naomi 这个人。
I would like to divide her life into three life stages.
我要把她的生命划分成三个不同的阶段。
And after we have come to know her better,
当我们知道她更多的时候，
then we will try to answer the question, how can life pain bring us, help us grow mature?
希望到这最后我们能够来回答为什么痛苦能够带给我们更多的成熟和成长。
Here are the three life stages.
这是他的三个生命中的三个阶段。
A new beginning.
第一个阶段是新的开始。
And then returning empty and bitter.
然后是空空的回家，充满了苦毒。
And then the third stage is a blessed and better person by God's mercy.
第三个是受祝福的更好的一个人。
Let's look at the first stage.
我们先看一下他的第一个阶段。
Okay, the verses are Ruth chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
我们要读的经文是路德记的第一章第一节到第二节。
Let me read it first in English. In the days when judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, so a man from Bethlehem in Judah,together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there.
路德记的第一章第一节到第二节，当士师并阵的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。在犹大的伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和他两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。这人名叫以利米勒，他妻名叫 Naomi， 他两个儿子，一个叫马仁，一个叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩亚地，就住在那里。
Okay, so here we are given a historical context of, you know, when this story happened.
这里给我们一个历史的背景，这个故事是发生在什么时候？
It was in the days when judges ruled.
这是在士师秉政的时候。
And if you know the book of Judges,
我们都知道士师记。
It was a very dark era.
是非常黑暗的年代。
When in summary, everybody did what was right in their own eyes.
他们个人做自己眼中看为正的事。
And it's also very timely for us to know this context.
这个是非常及时的，我们看到这样的故事。
Because never have we kind of, in a sense, been so concerned.About the coronavirus or any kind of virus.
我们在现在正好也是正在看到就是新冠病毒的这个流行。
And we are concerned not knowing when the outbreak will happen.
我们很担忧的是什么地方什么时候会会爆发。
And what would we do if we have to quarantine ourselves?
我们是不是要我们自己来隔离？
And many other uncertainties, including famine.
还有很多的别的，比如说是饥荒。
But at the same time, from this story, the book of Ruth.
但同时在这个路德记的这个故事的当中。
In a very dark era.
在一个非常黑暗的年代。
It seems to give us a ray of light and hope.
就好像就是给了我们一束希望的光芒。
And that light is this.
这个光芒就是这。
The God chose to do things behind the scene.
神选择在幕后来做事。
God chose to do things quietly.
神选择很安静的来做事。
And unless you're willing to be quiet,
除非你是愿意安静下来。
Unless you're willing to rest in God,
你除非你是在在安息的当中
，You will not be able to see him working.
你就不能看到他在做工。
So you see the challenge.
你能看到这是挑战吗
？And then also we see that this is how the story began.
我们还是看到这个故事是怎么开始的。
There was a famine in the land.
在有这地上有个饥荒。
So a couple who live in Bethlehem.
一对夫妻在伯利恒生活。
And interestingly enough, Bethlehem, the Hebrew.Means the house of bread.
伯利恒在希伯来语里指的是粮食的地方。
But they experience famine.
但是他们有饥荒。
And so a husband, his name was Elimelech.
所以这个丈夫以利米勒。
Whose name in Hebrew means my God is king.
在希伯来语的意思就是我的神，我的神就是王。
Wonderful name.
非常好的名字。
But God is in charge.
但是神是在掌控一切。
And then the wife's name is Naomi.
他的妻子的名字叫 Naomi.
Whose Hebrew name means pleasant or fair looking.
在希伯来语当中 ,Naomi 指的是是漂亮或者是悦目。
And so they decided because there's a famine.
他们决定因为是有饥荒。
They go to the country of Moab.
他们就决定到摩亚地去。
After all, it's not too far away.
摩亚地也不是很远。
And then, Elimelech being the father, his main responsibility is to be able to provide for his family.
以利米勒作为丈夫，他有的责任就是给家里提供食物。
And the country of Moab sounds very promising.
摩亚地看起来非常有希望。
Because they are on the east side of the Dead Sea.
他们是在死海的东边。
And they have about 25 miles on the plateau, a span of 25 miles.
就是有一个高平原高原就是有大概25个英里的长宽。
The ground, and the land is very fertile.
这地非常的肥沃。
So that going to Moab is like coming to America, a land of abundance.
所以到去摩亚地就像我们来到美国这个就是丰富的一个世界一样。
So it was a new beginning for this family.
这是一个对这个家庭来说是一个新的开始。
They have They have new hope and new dreams.
他们有新的希望，有新的梦想。
Just like for many of us who came to America.
就像我们当初刚来美国的一样。
However, the decisions of this family has two problems.
但是这个家庭的决定是有两个问题。
Because they are Israelites.
第一，他们是以色列人。
And as God's people, they gave them the promised land.
作为神的儿女，他们是有应许之地。
So that means God lives with them.
应许之地就是神与他们同在。
And God will provide for them.
神会给他们提供。
So you see now why when they relocated to another country, what are they essentially saying to God?
当他们离开这应许之地到别的地方去，他实际上就对神说什么？
Secondly,
第二点，
God has warned his people. God has warned his people.
神是警告他的子民的。
Don't associate with the Moabites.
不要与摩亚人有来往。
So you have opportunity, it's found in Deuteronomy 23, 2 Kings 3, and other passages.
所以我们能够看到就是在生命记或者是列王记下都能够发现这样的警告。
Because they worship idols.
因为他们是敬拜偶像的。
So, was Elimelech trying to take things into his own hands when the famine struck?
是不是以利米勒是想用自己的手来决定这个事情？
I don't know, the Bible doesn't say.
我不知道是不是这个样子，但是圣经没有说。
But I believe, it's just like the text says, that they went there temporarily.
但是我相信他们去摩亚地是短暂的。
So I believe they relocate there just to wait for the famine to pass, and then they will return.
他们去就是为了避免那个饥荒而已，饥荒一结束就会回来。
So what words would I use to describe the first stage in Naomi's life?
所以我应该用什么样的话语来描述Naomi 这第一阶段的这个情况呢？
I would like to call this stage a new beginning.
这个第一阶段的情况我就是用新的开始作为一个描述。
Yeah, and so the second stage is returning home empty and bitter.
第二个阶段就是空空的回家，充满的苦毒。
And then we will read from Ruth chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
我们要读一下这是路德记的第一章的第三节和第四节。
Yeah, we'll read it in Chinese first.
我们用中文先来读。后来 Naomi 的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻，一个名叫厄尔巴，一个名叫路德。在那里住了约有十年。好，
Okay, let's read it in English. Ruth chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. And they had lived there about 10 years. But both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband.So in two short verses,
用两节非常短的经文，
it describes how Naomi and her family go from a new beginning and a new hope to death, loss, and sorrow.
所以就描述了这个 Naomi 一家是从新的开始、新的希望到有死亡、有失去和他的痛苦。
For some of us, we can identify with Naomi.
我们有的人很认同这样的一个经历。
Because when we first came to America,
当我们先刚来到美国的时候，
we have a lot of hope and dreams.
我们有很多的希望和梦想。
We came here, we arrived here with two suitcases.
我们带着两个皮箱来到美国。
And then, we got our degrees.
我们拿到了文凭。
We got our first job.
我们找到了工作。
We got our permanent residency.
我们有永久居留的权利。
We got married.
然后我们结婚。
We started our family.
我们开始我们自己的家庭。
And we will look into the future.
然后我们再看看未来。
And we say to ourselves.
就对我们自己说。
It will continue to be very good.
我们永远就是越来越好。
or so we think.
这是我们可能自己就这么认为的。
Until sickness and death,
直到有生病了，或者是有死亡了。
Of family members,
是我们自己家里的家人有死亡和生病的时候。
That we become very pain, we feel pain.
就变成我们有很大的痛苦。
So you can see that they moved to Moab.
你可以看见他们移民到这个摩亚地
as a temporary step.
作为一个临时的一个措施
not realizing,
但是没有意识到
that Elimelech has passed away.
伊利米勒死去了
And then the two sons, Naomi had to rely on the two sons.
然后Naomi 只能依靠她的两个儿子。
Because in a male-dominated society,
在男人主导地位的这个社会的时候
，only men can work and then provide for the family.
只有男人可以工作和提供给家庭。
But then, the wedding of the two sons, their marriage,
就是这个两个儿子的婚礼和这个婚礼的那个场景。
Yeah, the celebration that followed allowed Naomi to temporarily forget her sorrow.
这个结婚的喜庆的气氛让那个 Naomi 暂时的忘却了这个她的痛处。
Not realizing 10 years passed by so quickly.
但是十年很快的就过去了。
And both of her sons passed away.
她两个儿子都死去了。
So now Naomi look at her life.
然后现在看看她 Naomi 看看自己的生活。
Without any male members in the family,
在这家里失去了所有的男人。
Even though her two daughter-in-laws really loved her,
尽管她的两个儿媳妇都很爱她。
But they cannot provide for the family's needs.
但是他们不能为家里提供所有的需求。
So she began to think.
就开始在思想。
So news from Bethlehem tells her that the famine has passed.
同时这个伯利恒来的消息说是饥荒过去了。
So she decides it's time to go back, to go home.
所以他决定这是时候回到伯利恒。
So here we can detect that she came to this new land, Moab, with new hope, new beginning.
我们可以看到在这里他来到摩亚地的时候充满了希望和充满了梦想。
But so many losses and death happened.
那样多的死亡和损失。
She's now filled with grief.
她充满了痛处。
So let's look at another passage, which is Ruth 1, chapter 1, verses 19 and 21.
然后我们现在来看一下路德记一章十九节到二十一节。
Let's read in Chinese first.
我们先用中文读。于是二人同行，来到伯利恒。他们到了伯利恒。合成的人都惊讶，妇女们说：“这是拿奥米吗？”拿奥米对他们说：“不要叫我拿奥米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦，我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来，耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。即使这样，你们为何还叫我拿奥米呢？”
Let's read it in English. Ruth chapter 1 verses 19 to 21. So two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life bitter, very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought me misfortune upon me." I think for most women, when you meet your old friends and people that you're acquainted with, and they ask you, "Are you so-and-so?"
但很多的妇女，如果你跟你的老朋友相见的时候，人家问你，你是不是那一位吗？
Not only would you be surprised,
你可能会就非常的惊讶
，But you'll be a little disappointed.
你会有一些失望。
You mean to say I've changed so much all these years?
你是指我已经改变了很多很多吗
It's just like when you maybe have a class reunion with classmates you haven't seen for maybe 25 years or more.
就像你有一个老同学聚会，你很多很多年都没有见过了。
And then you look at your former classmates.
你看了你的以前的同学们。
I don't know this person.
我不知道这他是谁。
I don't know that person.
我也不知道他是谁。
Because their face have changed so much.
因为他们的脸孔已经改变了那么多。
And the shape of their bodies have also changed over the years.
他们的身材也整个的改变了。
I don't know whether this is still that person that I.Kindly faintly remember.
我可能就不知道他这个人到底是哪一位了。
So it could be from aging.
所以可能是因为年长年老了。
Or even worse.
或者是更糟的是。
All the sorrows, all the pains that we went through.
所有的痛苦啊，所有的痛处我们所经历的。
Is written on our face.
是写在你的脸上。
People can see that.
人们能够看见。
It is really sad.
这是非常悲哀的一个事情。
And there seems to be nothing you can do about it.
看起来好像是你不能做任何事情。
Or so we think.
或者是我们认为我们不能做任何的事情。
Can you sense how that's how Naomi felt?
你能够想象到Naomi 是不是这样的有这样的感觉吗？
That's why she responded.
所以她是这样的来回应的。
When people ask, is this Naomi?
当人们问他你是 Naomi 吗
Don't call me Naomi.
他就说不要叫我 Naomi.
Which means, I'm a fair looking and pleasant person.
因为这是表示我是美丽或者是悦目的一个人。
But call me Mara, which is bitter.
叫我马拉就是 苦毒的意思苦。
And then, if you start listening to her painful words.
如果你来听一听她的非常痛苦的话语。
You can see that she's starting to point fingers at somebody.
所以她就开始指责某一个人。
She didn't blame her husband for wanting to move to Moab.
她没有指责她的丈夫要移到摩押地去。
She didn't consider that maybe it's what's not right to leave Israel and to be, or Bethlehem.To go to Moab.
他没有想就是说他们做那个决定离开伯利恒去摩押地这个样的决定是不是有个问题。
But she calls God by the term Lord, which is 主 or Lord.
但是他指责那个神就是或者是主。
And the other name is the Almighty.
或者是全能的全能者。
Which to a Jewish person they know what that name means.
对于以色列人来说这个名字所表示的。
It is the God that not only is all powerful,
这个不光是完全有能力的一个神,
but is above all gods,
是在万神之上的神。
But he is the God who can provide and can be counted for all my needs.
他能够提供我所有的需要的一个神。
So when she said that God has made my life bitter,
当她说神使我的生活有非常的痛苦
，and the Lord has brought me back empty,
神让我空空的回来
，and the Lord has brought misfortune on me,
神使我有不幸
，to a Jewish person,
对一个以色列人来说
，she said I'm
犹太人来说
，I'm totally disappointed with this God.
我完全的对这个神失去了失望。
Why should I continue to believe in him?
我为什么我还要相信这个神
？Why should I continue to trust in him?
为什么我还要信靠这样
？I give it up all hope.
我已经失去所有的希望了。
Do we at times when we are so disappointed with life?
当我们有这样的时间，我们对生活这样的失望的时候
，As a believer.
作为一个信徒
We have nobody to point to,
我们没有人可以指责
But to God,
我们可以指责神
He is in charge,
他是在掌管
How come he allows this to happen?
他为什么要让这样的事情发生呢
So these are questions that people will ask
这些是就是人们都会问的问题
But let me ask you a question
但是我要问你一个问题
In all the entire book of Ruth
在整个的路德记这本书中
Did GodEver rebuke Naomi for this blaming?
他神有没有反驳这个 Naomi 这样的指控呢
？No,
神没有做。
Was God not offended?
是不是神没有被被那个气愤呢
？Possibly，
也有可能。
But most important，
但是最主要的
，God realized her weakness。
神认识到 Naomi 的软处。
And in her weakness，
在她的缺处
，she is confused。
她已经混淆。
She suffered so much pain。
她已经承受了那样的痛苦。
She is so angry。
她是非常的愤怒。
Because she cannot do anything about her situation。
因为她不能做任何的事情。
The only thing she knows what to do now。
她所能做的。
Is to put the blame on God。
就是对神做一个指控。
Have we been angry towards God？
我们有没有有时也对神有愤怒呢？
We can always turn around.
我们总是能够转过身。
God understands.
因为神理解我们。
God is merciful.
神是有怜悯的神。
So how would we describe this stage in Naomi's life?
我们怎么样来描述这个 Naomi 这个阶段的一个情况呢？
Returning home empty and bitter.
空空的回家，充满了苦毒。
However, I'm so glad that the story did not end here.
但是我很高兴这个故事并没有在这儿结束。
Because there's still the third stage in Naomi's life.
因为我们还有 Naomi 的第三个生活的生命的阶段。
So the first stage in her life is a new beginning.
所以第一个阶段是新的开始。
The second stage is she returned home empty and bitter.
第二个阶段就是空空的回家，充满了苦毒。
In the third stage, a blessed and better person by God's mercy.
第三个阶段就是神祝福的一个然后因此有更好的一个人，这样因为神的恩典。
Let's read Ruth 1, chapter 1, verse 22.
我们来读路德记的第一章第二十二节。先用中文读。拿奥米和他儿媳妇摩押女子路德从摩押地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
So, Ruth 1:22 English. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. So here, in a sense, was a new beginning again.
在某种意义上，这也又是新的一个开始。
Because with the barley harvest, that shows that the famine is over.
就是那个麦收割的时候，就说明是这个饥荒已经过去了。
Well, let's read the next passage, Ruth chapter 2, verses 11 to 12, and we'll read in Chinese first.
我们读下一个段的经文，就是第二章的第十一节到第十二节。我们先用中文读。波斯回答说：“自从你丈夫死后。”凡你想婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
Okay, let's read in English, Ruth chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Boaz replied.I've told you all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. How you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Do you begin to see what God is doing behind the scene here?
你是不是开始看到神在背后在做些什么事吗？
Boaz began to not only take notice of Ruth.
Boaz 不仅是能够注意到了路德
，but he appreciates for the sacrifice that she has made.
他也欣赏他因为所做出的牺牲。
In other words, Ruth went beyond what is required of her in their culture.
就是说路德已经做出了比他所文化所需要求的所做的事情的更多。
And she was willing to leave behind her parents.
她是愿意离开她的父母。
Her country.
她自己的国家。
And to live as a foreigner.
来到一个地她成为一个外面来的人。
And so Boaz, as he's speaking for the Lord,
郭阿四就是靠着神的那个观点来说
Bless Ruth
啊，就是要神来祝福路德
That the Lord may reward her for what she has done
愿神能够赏赐他所做的
And then to repay her
来回报他
Because now she has come under the wings or the refuge of the Lord
他来到了神的翅膀的下面
Isn't that assuring?
这是不是很让我们就是非常的信靠
Boaz to her eyes to his eyes of discernment
波阿斯就是成为一个就是非常能够鉴赏人的一个人
was able to see that this foreigner
他能够看见这个外邦女子
was no longer an idol worshipper
不再是崇拜偶像的人
she is a godBeliever in God.
他成为一个神的相信神的一个人。
Let's read another passage.
我们再来读另外的经文。
Ruth chapter 2 verse 19 and 20.
第二章的路德记第二章的十九节到二十节。
In English, in Mandarin first.
我们先用中文来读十九节。婆婆问他说：“你今日在那里拾取麦穗，在那里做工呢？”愿那顾谢你的得福路德就告诉婆婆说我今日在一个名叫波阿斯的人那里做工拿奥米对儿媳妇说愿那人蒙耶和华赐福因为他不断的恩待活人死人拿奥米又说那是我们本族的人是一个致敬的亲属
OK let's read it in English Ruth 2:19-20 then RuthTold her mother-in-law about the one with whom place she has been working. The name of the man I work with today is Boaz. She said, The Lord bless him, Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead. She added, That man is our close relative. He is one of our guardian redeemers. You know what, Naomi?Responds to Ruth really means.
你知道 Naomi 回话那个路德的意思是什么吗
？Wow, you're working in somebody's field who is one of our relative, close relative.
你是在我们一个至亲的亲属的那个田里在那做工。
And the even more amazing thing is that she said these words.
更奇妙的是，她说了这些话。
The Lord is continuing to show His kindness.To the living and the dead.
是神不断的恩待活人死人。
Can you imagine the big change in Naomi's heart?
你能看见这个 Naomi 的整个的完全的改变吗
？In her sadness and in her loss, she was blaming God.
在她很忧伤，在她很失去亲人的时候，她开始指控。
All of a sudden now,
突然。
He sees a glimmer of light.
他看见一束的光。
He's seeing the invisible God at work quietly.
他看见那个不能看见的神在那边慢慢的做工。
And he says he continues to work for the living, show his kindness to the living and the dead.
他更说他在那里为恩待死人，活人死人。
Let me ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
What does she mean by showing kindness to the living? We know that. That's Naomi and possibly Ruth.
她说恩待活人我们都知道她就是Naomi 和路德。
But to the dead?
但是她说对待死人什么意思呢
?The dead doesn't need food.
那死的是不需要食物的。
If you ask and go a little further.
你如果再继续问。
Then you will understand.What's so heavy on her heart?
我们就可能看到她的心里的沉重的负担是什么。
Because in the Jewish family,
在犹太家属里面
，if a male member dies,
如果是男性的人死了
，and does not have a male heir or son,
没有他的后代那个男的后代
，the family name will be cut off from the community.
他的整个的家属的那个名字就会完全的被挪去。
And that is tragic.
这是一个非常悲哀的事情。
That is very sad.
非常悲哀的事情。
That is very shameful.
非常, 羞辱的事情。
So Naomi all that time was very concerned with my husband, my two sons have a male heir.
所以、就是 Naomi 是非常的、担忧他是不是有、男性的这个后裔。
So that their family name will not be cut off.、
因为他们的那个整个的家族的名字不会被挪去。
So when she saw the possibility of God providing aGuardian Redeemer.
他看见这个、神有可能在提供这个、至亲的亲属的时候。
She's not just looking for a son-in-law.
他不仅是 要找一个、女婿。
But she needs a son-in-law this time.
他需要一个女婿。
Because she's too old to get married.
他是不能再结婚。
But there's a possibility for her daughter-in-law to be married.
但是他的、儿媳妇可以 有再可以。
And when that happens,
当这个时候发生的时候。
That,Guardian Redeemer,
这个至亲的亲属
will be able to purchase the land owned by her husband and their two sons.
就能够来赎回她她丈夫和儿子的那个田地。
And should they be able to have a son,
如果他们有一个儿子的话
then the family names will not be cut off from the community.
他们的家属的名字就不会从那全地再抹去。
Then she, as a wife and a mother, then would have fulfilled her duty to her family.
她作为一个妻子或者是母亲，她就能够完成她的应该做的事情。大家还理解这个事吗
？So much hope.
她有这样大的、希望。
That God is at work silently behind the scenes.
是神在默默的在背后在那做工。
Then a passage.I did not show, but it's in Ruth 3:1. Naomi offered to find a husband and a home for Ruth.
这是我们看的第三章第一节，就是 Naomi 就是要为她的女儿找一个安身之处。
One thing I've learned from counselors is this.
有一件事情我从就是健康顾问那儿学到的。
That when their patients start to do something good or beneficial to themselves.
他们的病人当他们病人开始做一些对自己有益的事情
and also something good for others
或者是对别人有益的事情
they're beginning to come out of their depression
我们就看到他们是在从忧郁从症里面
so in other words Naomi in doing this for her daughter-in-law
从换一句话说这个 Naomi 为她的儿媳妇做这个事情的
she's coming out of her self-pity
她是从她的自己的自恋当中
her loss and her pain
她的损失和她的痛苦的当中
so if I were to make a movie of Naomi's life
如果我要、拍一个 Naomi 的一个整个故事的电影的话
the first part the second part of her life will be in black and white
第二部分她就是应该是就是黑白的
that's when her husband died
当她的、丈夫死的时候
Then her two sons died
两个儿子死去的时候
The funeral scenes、
那个葬礼的场景
And then they were stuck and did not know how to provide for their、family's need
他们在那边苦苦的不知道怎么样来、给自己提供
All of that will be in black and white
所有这些都是从是黑白的电影
And now this is where Technicolor starts
现在这个就是要彩色这个开始了。
It's when, the barley harvest begins.
当、麦穗收割的时候。
And then Boaz appreciated Ruth and blessed her.
当波阿斯、就是、赞赏、路德所做出的牺牲的时候。
And Naomi really felt that she should do something for Ruth in finding a husband and a home for her.
就是在Naomi 要为儿媳妇寻找丈夫的时候。
And that will be in Technicolor.
这就是要变成彩色的故事。
And then one more place, Ruth chapter 4 verses 14 and 17.
然后我们再看一下第四章的十四节到十七节。
This part will be not only Technicolor, this will be in 4K.
这个不光是这彩色的，是要高清晰度的，就是那个电影。
Okay. Let's read Ruth 4:14-17 to see if we can see how sharp it is.
我们就看那个第十四节到第十七节是怎么样的，怎么样有清晰。先中文读，我们十四节开始。 妇人们对拿奥米说，耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至亲的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声，他必提起你的精神，奉养你的劳，因为是爱慕你的那儿媳妇所生的，有那儿妇比有七个儿子还好。拿奥米就把孩子抱在怀中，他做他的养母。邻舍的妇人说，拿奥米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
Let's read it in English, verse 14 to 17 of chapter 4. The women said to Naomi, Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a garden redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth. Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. If you are a male, if you are the men's or the boys who are here,
如果你是男人或者男孩在这儿的话，
and you're Jewish,
如果是你是犹太人，
and somebody says this,
如果有人对你这么说，
that you have a daughter-in-law who loves you and who is better than to you than seven sons, how would you respond?
如果有人跟你说你的儿媳对你很好，比九七个就是儿子还好。
If I'm a Jewish boy and a Jewish man or a Jewish man,
如果你是一个犹太的男人是怎么样的一个心情？
I said, wait a minute.
等一等。
How dare you say that a woman can love you more than seven sons?
你怎么能说这个儿媳妇能够爱你比有七个儿子还要爱你呢？
You have essentially put us down as male members of the family.
你整个就是把我们看扁了。
And a second question I want you to take note.
我要让你看的第二个问题是
The women living there said Naomi has a son.
在那儿的妇人说 Naomi 有一个孩子，
是不是搞错了？
Is something wrong?
The news said Naomi has a son.
是 Naomi 得了一个儿子吗？
Okay, so let's see whatHas really happening here.
我们来看看到底发生了什么。
Remember that when the women greeted in chapter 1, when Naomi and Ruth came back?
还记得就是在第一章里面的那些妇人就跟 Naomi 打招呼，回来的时候跟她打招呼。
They were the ones who didn't recognize Naomi.
那这就是那些妇人，她不能认出 Naomi 来了。
Because her face had changed so much.
因为她的脸整个的改变了。
And now they are the same women who came to visit Naomi and Ruth.
现在这一帮同样的妇人来拜访Naomi.
And now they came with joy and also with blessings.
他们来了就是充满了喜乐和那个祝福。
And we see that essentially they have seen Naomi changing from Naomi to Mara, now back to Naomi.
这我们就看到这整个的过程就是从 Naomi 变成 Mara 以后又变成 Naomi 的这个过程。
Because God has quietly worked behind the scene.
因为神在默默的在幕后在做。
Not only God has provided a garden redeemer,
不仅是他给他提供了一个至亲的亲属。
So that she can have security in her old age,
所以他能够在他年老的时候能有依靠。
And has a daughter-in-law who loves her and more fulfilling than having seven sons,
有他的儿媳妇比七个儿子更要爱他。
But she can now be well respected in the community.
他在整个的社区里面是非常被尊重的人。
And now she has a son.
现在他有一个儿子。
And we know what happened next.
我们看到下面是会发生什么。
That this son will be the grandfather of King David.
这个儿子就是大卫王的祖父。
That's why I'm so glad that her life was in three stages.
所以我们就看到他 Naomi 有三个阶段。
And you can see in the second stage was in black and white.
我们看到第二个阶段，它整个是黑白的这个。
The third stage was beautiful color, rich color.
第三个阶段是完全的是生动的，全部是彩色的阶段。
Why?
为什么？
Because God was there all the time.
因为神是永远在那里。
So the same way as we look at our society, our country, and the world at large.
啊，这同样的，我们看到我们的整个的社会，整个的世界，在这个时候。
Is it very easy for us to kind of give up hope?
是不是我们很容易就是我们放弃我们的希望呢？
Or just wait for Christ's second coming?
啊，就这么等待啊，那个我们的基督再回来吗？
Yes, we should wait for him.
啊，当然我们要等待基督的回来。
With hope and joy.
有喜乐和希望。
But at the same time while we are here.
但是我们在这儿还有是什么样的原因呢？
Do we recognize that we still have work to do?
我们要记得我们还有所要做的工。
That just like Naomi,
就像Naomi,
there seems to be nothing that we can do.
看起来我们是不能做任何的事情。
God wants us to rest and to wait.
神要我们安息等待。
While he do what he needs to do.
他要做他所做的工。
And when we do that,
当我们这样做的时候，
people who are so concerned, so worried,
人们都会非常的非常的担忧。
And they see the peace that we have.
他看见我们的平安。
Would they start to ask this question?
他们就会问这样的问题。
What gives them the hope?
是什么给他们了希望呢？
What gives them the confidence?
是什么给了他们的信心呢？
And you'll be able to witness to them.
你就变成给他们的见证。
Not only through your life, but through your words.
不仅是你的生命，也是通过你的话语。
And share the gospel with them.
就给他们带出福音。
So now that we have kind of looked at the life of Naomi.
我们看了一下这个Naomi 的生命。
We'd like to answer the question,How can life's pain make us grow mature?
我们要来回答这个问题，痛苦怎么样能够成为使你成长成熟的一个过程。
So the first step is continuing to rely on God's grace.
第一步就是要不断的来继续的依靠我们神的恩典。
And then secondly, to identify your pain and let God heal you.
第二点是要找到自己的痛苦的地方，然后来寻求神的医治。
And then thirdly, ask God to show you where you need to grow.
第三个要求神来显示你所需要成长的地方。
So let's read Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15 in Chinese first.
让我们来读希伯来书第十二章的第十五节。等一下。希伯来书第十二章。
十五节，
十二章的十五节，等一下啊 ，OK， 好，要我们一起来读。又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人玷污秽。
Okay, English, Hebrews 12:15. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.So here's a picture that, here's a warning that the writer of Hebrews is telling us.
这个希伯来的作者是给我们这样一个警告。
Life is a long journey.
生命是指一个长的旅程。
God is leading the way.
神在那里面带领。
But we need to have perseverance.
但是我们需要有忍耐的心。
That perseverance does not come from you or me.
这个忍耐的心不是从你和我来的。
But the fact that Jesus has already completed this life journey on earth.
是耶稣基督已经完成了这样一个旅程。
He's our forerunner.
这是我们的前面的前行者。
And he will provide the grace that we need.
他能够带给我们这样的恩典我们所需要的。
And the warning is this.
这个警告是什么
Just like in the Old Testament.
就像在旧约党当中
When God by signs and wonders delivered his people from their slavery in Egypt.
神通过神迹奇事把他们的神的子民从埃及带出来
And they had to go through the wilderness.
然后进入到旷野
To enter the promised land.
进入到那个应许之地
The wilderness was only temporary.
这个旷野就是暂时的
It was also a place of testing.
也是一个试验的场所
But people need to see that it's only temporary.
但是人们应该知道这是就是临时的一个事
But we need to have perseverance.
我们需要有个忍耐的心
Every day.
我们每一天
Every week.
每一个星期
All the time.
所有的时间
If we see God ahead of us, in front of us.
如果我们看到神是在我们前面行走
But then we are also warned thatThat all the entire generation that came out of Egypt all passed away in the wilderness. Nobody passed except Caleb and Joshua and their family.
但是我们看到整个的以色列的民族在就倒闭在旷野，除了加勒和耶稣亚和他们的家属。
So it's very tragic.
是非常的悲哀的事情。
The warning is real.
这个警告是真实的。
It's the same as true for today.
这对今天来说也是同样真实。
So we should take heart.
所以我们要把这个记在心里。
And then, however, the encouraging thing is in Hebrews 4:13, and let's read it in Chinese first.
就是在我们要看到希伯来书的四章十三节，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那里与我们有主眼前都是敞露敞开的。
第十三节。
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's read in English. Let's approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So here,Not only have we been warned by Hebrews 12:15, but here we are encouraged to do something that's very important.
这我们看到不仅是在十二章的希伯来书十二章十五节给我们的警告，但是我们又看到这个神给我们的一个希望。
That when we go through life's troubles,
当我们经历了神的我们所经历的那些困难的时候
，God's grace is there.
神的恩典是在哪里
Because that doesn't mean that if we have faith and we have God's grace that we will be spared of sickness, illness and death.
当然我们有神的恩典并不代表是我们 就不会 有生病不会 有困难
But we can come to the Lord
但是我们能来到神的面前
with our loss and pain
有我们的就是损失和我们的痛苦
to receive healing
来寻求他的医治
So I would like to come toThe second step in allowing God to use our life pain to let us make us grow mature.
所以我要转到第二点，就是我要找到我们的痛苦的地方，然后来寻求神的医治。
So we would like to identify our pain and let God heal us.
就是我们要来看到我们在哪个是我们的痛处的地方，然后让神来医治。
Can I encourage you to look at these four areas in your life?
我要劝你们就是看一下我们这四个方面。
With a spirit of prayer.
用灵的祷告来看这四个方面。
Between you and the Lord.
就是你和神之间的祷告。
So let me ask you, in terms of physically.
第一个就是在生理上的。
Is there a specific handicap, sickness or injury?That causes you intense pain.
是不是在你生理上有某些的缺陷，或者生病，或者是受伤，使你产生极大的痛苦呢？
And if so, let the Lord know what's in your heart.
如果是这样的话，让神知道你心里的负担。
And can you at the same time ask Him to heal you of those pain?
同样的，你。来寻求神来医治你。
Next, relationally.
第二个是在关系上。
Do you feel forgotten and alone?
你是不是感到被人遗忘或者孤独呢
？Can you use a prayer to tell God about this?
你能不能用你的祷告来告诉神有关你的孤独和你的被遗忘的感觉呢？
Next, emotionally.
第三个是在你的情感上。
Are you struggling with shame, grief, disappointments, or fear?
你是不是在挣扎在某项有羞耻、悲伤、失望或者害怕呢？
If so, can you humbly come before God and share what is in your heart?
如果是这样的话, 你就谦卑地来到神的面前, 把你这些都跟神来, 分享。
What is God saying to you in response?
神是怎么样回应你的寻求呢?
Fourth, spiritually.
第四个是在灵性上面。
Are you wondering if God has left you?
你是不是在疑惑神是不是把你遗弃了?
Just like Naomi did.
就像, Naomi 所经历的一样。
I believe that as you come humbly before God,
我相信你如果是谦卑地来到神的面前,
that God is beginning to listen to you,
神一定会开始, 来倾听你的,
and also healing you.
同时也会来医治你。
Thirdly, let's ask God to show us where we need to grow.
所以我们来到第三点, 就是让神展示你所需要成长的地方。
You know, many times as we go through pain and suffering,
很多的时候当我们经历了痛苦或者是艰难的时候,
there are two important responses.
有两个不同的就是反应。
The first response usually is we will ask the why question.
第一个反应是很自然的就是说为什么。
Or in other words, we like to ask, what is the cause of my pain?
换句话说就是说我们要找到产生我们痛苦的原因所在。
If we would ask some such questions as, why am I the one who had to go through this?
我们经常会问为什么是我要经历这样的经历呢?
Or we will ask, what did I do to deserve this?
或者是说, 我做了些什么能够值得要这样经历我这样的经历呢?
And we will take, could be years to go asking this kind of question.
可能你就一直在年复一年的就在要想询问这个到底是什么原因。
So let me ask you this question.
让我问你这个样一个问题。
Do you believe that Naomi was asking that same question or this kind of question to God when her husband died and then her two sons?
你有没有觉得, Naomi也同样的要问这样的问原因的问题当她的丈夫死了或者是两个儿子死了的时候?
Did Job ask those kind of questions?
约伯也问过这样的问题。
Very clear. The whole book talks a lot about questioning God, why?
在约伯记当中我们很清楚地看到约伯问了常常地问的这个问题为什么?
And I'm sure a lot of you have read through the book of Job and many other parts of the Bible, and does God answer those why questions?
我想大家都读过约伯记的所有的经节，也其他的地方，但是神是不是回答了约伯为什么他要这样做？
No.
神没有回答。
In terms of the three friends that Job had,
就是有约伯的三个朋友。
They tried to give the answer. They tried to speak for God.
他们试图要在神的位置上来回答这个约伯。
They will tell Job, Job, it is because you sin. That's why you're in so much trouble.
他们就说, 约伯这是你的原因, 因为你犯罪了, 所以这样的问题。
And they keep repeating the same answer.
然后你也得到同样的回答。
And how did God respond to these friends of Job?
神是怎么回应这三个朋友呢? 约伯的三个朋友呢?
You're wrong. You should not speak for me.
你完全的错误了, 你不应该来带我来回答这个问题。
So it's very clear that whether the book of Naomi, book of Ruth, in Naomi's case, God did not answer those right questions.
同样的在路德记当中, 神也没有回应那个 Naomi 这样的问题。
But the second thing that's very important when we go through pain and suffering.
第二个事情非常重要的，我们经历了这个神的经历了痛苦的时候。
We need to consider our response.
我们要思考我们应该怎么样来回应。
By that I mean this.
这个是我的意思是这个。
Now that this has happened.
这是现在这件事情发生了。
So what should I do?
我应该怎做些什么？
That's when God will start to respond.
这个时候神才会开始回应。
So here we see very clearly that many times God would want us as we go through pain to learn what is it that God wants to make of it.
当我们经历这个痛苦的时候，神是要我们清楚的来思想我们在从中应该学到什么功课。
So the real issue for us Christians is this.
所以要点是对我们基督徒的要点是这个。
Is not to ask, is God responsible?
是不是要问神是不是对这个事情有负责的。
But rather we should ask ourselves this question.
而是要问我们自己这样一个问题。
How should I react now that the terrible thing has happened?
现在既然这个事情非常不好的事情发生了，我应该怎么样来回应？
So I would like to encourage us at this point towards the closing of the message.
我要让你仔细的看一下我们最后的这个结束的这时候的信息。
Can we humbly come before God?
我们是不是来谦卑的来到神的面前？
And ask God this important question.
问神这样一个非常重要的问题。
God today.
神今天
What do you like me to become today?
你让我今天要变成什么样的人？
That's the first question.
这是第一个问题。
Can you honestly ask God that question?
你是不是就是非常真实的就问神这样的问题？
If you have asked God that first question,
如果你问了神这样第一个问题，
Then you can ask him the second question.
然后你就问他第二个问题。
God, show me where I am today spiritually or in relationship to you.
你给我展现一下我现在的属灵的光景，或者是我和你的关系如何。
Then when you've asked the second question,
当你问了第二个问题了以后
Then you can take this action.
然后你就可以做这个事情。
Lord, I want to come before you humbly.
我愿意谦卑的来到你的面前。
To ask you to give me your grace.
我要求你给我你的恩典。
To close the gap between what you want me to be and where I am right now with regards to you.
去除那样的空间，就是隔阂，就是你要我在所在的地方和我今天所在的地方的。
Is that your prayer?
这是不是你的祷告呢？
Is that your desire?
这是不是你的期望呢？
Is that your commitment?
这是不是你的委身呢？
If that's the case,
如果是的话，
then I have great hope for you.
我有对你有很大的希望。
Because if you look at Isaiah 61 verse 3,
你如果看以赛亚书的第六十一章第三节
Let's read it in Chinese first.
我们先用中文来读。以赛亚书六十一章第三节，是华冠与锡安悲哀的人代替灰尘，喜乐游代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
Okay, let's read it in English. Isaiah 61 verse 3. The Lord will provide for those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of dispirited despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness,A planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Do you like to be a tree of righteousness?
你愿意成为一个公义的树吗？
like the tree of Lebanon.
就像黎巴嫩的树吗?
Strong, sturdy through all of storms.
啊，那样的坚强啊，那样的坚固，能够忍受所有的风暴。
Do you want to exchange beauty for ashes?
你愿意用美丽来代替说你的灰尘吗?
Joy or gladness for mourning?
啊，喜乐代替悲哀吗?
And praise for despair.
啊，赞美来代替忧伤吗?
Then what's the requirement?
那是这个要求是什么?
Those who grieve in Zion.
是西安与西安悲哀的人。
Most of the time we like to be joyful, and I cannot blame you. I like that too.
很多的时候我们都希望喜乐，我也不指责你。
But there are times that we have to grieve.
但是有的时候我们需要悲哀。
And if you're honest with you, yourself and with the Lord,
你如果是对神非常非常的真实的话，
that if you look at your timeline,
你如果看一下你的时间，生命的时间表，
it is when you got a degree,
当你得到你的文凭的时候，
when you got married,
当你结婚的时候，
when you got your US citizenship,
当你得到美国的公民的时候，
when you got your position in when your career was on the upswing,
当你的这个职场上的往上升的时候，
that you really grow close to the Lord,
是不是这个时候是你对神最紧密的时候呢？
Or if for most of us,
但是是不是对大多数我们的人来说，
you look very carefully,
如果你仔细的看的话，
is in those dark dark valleys,
是在那个死荫的幽谷的时候，
when you cried out to the Lord,
当你呼求神的时候，
Lord help me,
神救我，
I don't find meaning in life anymore,
我再也看不到人生的意义的时候，
I am so empty,
我这样的空虚的时候，
I am so lonely,
我这样的孤独的时候，
I don't know how I can continue to live,
我不知道我怎么样能够继续生活的时候，
and you cry out to the Lord,
你对神呼求的时候，
the Almighty One,
啊，那全能的神，
then he begins to give you a ray of hope,
他就给你一丝的希望，
and he begins to show you that he's working behind the scenes,
他给你看出他是在背后在那工作的时候，
and he begins to give you praise,
他给你给赞美的时候，
to give you joy,
给你喜乐的时候，
to give you inner beauty,
给你有内心美丽的时候，
are those times that really you're close to the Lord?
是不是这个时候是你最亲近神的时候？
Remember what I shared in the early part of the message?
还记得我在一开始的信息的时候，
that I mentioned about the brother who says, oh, myThe pain of having kidney stone is so painful, it's greater than childbirth.
对，就是一开始我说的，这个丈夫因为胆结石的痛，他就说我的痛要比生孩子还要痛吗？
We might not say the same thing as he did.
我们可能也像他一样的，也会说这样的问题。
But many times when we go through the pains of life,
但是很多的时候我们经历这个痛苦的时候，
we would probably say this.
我们可能会是这样说，
that my pain is so great, nobody can understand.
我的痛苦是这样的大，
it is
没有人能够理解我。
It is greater than any other pains that other people have.
要比别的人，所有的人的痛苦都要多。
Do you continue want to be that proud to say that?
你是不是要这么样的骄傲地说我的痛苦比任何人的痛苦都多吗？
Or you're willing to say,
还是你愿意这么说，
God, I've seen how you work in my pain,
我知道神你怎样在我的痛苦的当中来做工，
to help me grow mature,
是让我能够成熟，
to help me experience Jesus Christ is there for me,
让我经历耶稣基督是在我里面。
So in closing, this is the theme,
我想这个是我们的主题，今天我们总结一下。
Let God's mercy heal your life's pain so that you can be blessed to grow mature.
愿神的怜悯在你做工，这样的话让我们在这个过程的当中能够成长成熟。
You want to exchange your pain for God's mercy and healing?
你愿意用你的痛苦跟神的怜悯相交换吗？
Let's close in prayer.
我们啊一起低头来祷告。
Lord, in this uncertain time,
在这个不动荡的时代，
when Satan wants to deceive us,
要撒旦要欺骗我们，
to let us think that God is not in control,
让我们说我们的神并不掌控，
because our pain is so great,
因为我们的痛苦是那么样的大，
our fear is so great,
我们的害怕是那么样的大，
our loss is so great,
我们的损失是那么样的大，
it blinds our eyes from seeing the living Almighty God,
使我们瞎眼不能看见那个活的神。
Lord, forgive us,
神请原谅我们。
Allow us to persevere in faith,
让我们有一个忍耐的心。
That we know the life journey is long,
知道人生的旅程是长的。
But you are there in front of us,
但是你在我们前面行走。
Because you are the author and the finisher of our faith,
你是我们的创造者，也是我们的终结者。
We trust you in the past,
我们在过去
信靠你。 We want to trust you now,
我们现在要信靠你。
We want to trust you all the way to the end of our life.
我们一直要到终旅程的终点，都要信靠你。
Because we need your grace and your mercy.
我们需要你的恩典和你的怜悯。
Heal our pain.
请你医治我们的痛苦。
Grow us to become like Jesus Christ.
使我们长成更像耶稣基督。
For this we pray in Jesus' name.
我们用奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.